Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got another free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that went down just the other night. It went down. Let's see. We had a lot of fun. Oh, my God. The list of things we talked about. Illness leading to me wishing that I had COVID. Ben's functional clothing. Thanksgiving is coming. We broke down young Dolph getting killed. And Yo Gotti. Maybe in the crosshairs. Oh, my God. Ace Frehley from Kiss said something stupid. We talked about the dumb chick from Brass Against who peed on the dude's face. Jimmy from Maine has a relatable story about when he jammed on stage and shit got real. We brought back a bit that we did on WBBL that I'm going to feature for you right here, right now. And then we played Bet on Ben. So that's a lot on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'll share with you a portion of it coming up right here. If you want the full show, it's at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put 15 plus hours a week of content up there on my Patreon. So if the free podcast that I do is just not enough, I can fill in some of the gaps for your listening during the week with the Patreon. And it's only $5 for a month. How about that? That is a lot of content. All right. Some of it's even good. $5 a month. Try it out. If you like it, convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. Super fans go $10 a month because it's the audio, the video. You get to see our beautiful faces, the live streams. It's all there. I put a lot of work into the Patreon. Thank you if you're already on or if you have been part of it in the past. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric.
Eric.
Oh.
Oh, no.
This is the Ben and Bethany Show.
We go together like topsoil and manure, like a tractor and a dozer blade, like mulch and manure.
It's time for the Ben and Bethany Show.
Oh, God.
Ben, I figured I'd go over a little bit of the Ben and Bethany Show. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Eric. I'm
now, I think
I'm
that
excited. I'm sure fans are too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, it's funny because in the free podcast today, I actually played a little bit of Dino and Friends, Bethany's radio show.
Really?
Today. I've got another clip if you want it.
Hells yeah.
I'm not going to share that one right now, but in that one, the guy who is Dino on Dino and Friends.
Yeah.
He kind of dominates and he's just real extremely awkward talking over Bethany. Almost seems like he's over her. I don't know. It was just really, really weird. I don't know what that was. Obviously not the same chemistry as Ben and Bethany. I mean, we could feel the sexual tension. Let me just put it this way.
Oh, no.
Ben and Bethany was a better show than Dino and Friends.
Okay? Oh, well, of course. Almost anything's better than Dino and Friends.
Dino and Friends is, and I think the problem is Dino. And Bethany, she doesn't really have anything real to say, which is kind of like what you guys, but you both are pretty R-word rhymes with me, Marted, when you're doing this. But I think what I want to park on, I'm not obviously just going to play a short little bit of it each time we do this, is what I found interesting was as the theme is playing, you guys just suddenly, there's just a conversation happening.
Really?
Yes. And okay. It's just
weird start. Okay.
So I'm going to pick it up there. Check this out.
God, I don't know
how to start. Is this a Jets pen?
Jets pen? It's one of the pens we always have to bring to remotes.
You're talking about pens.
Yes, okay? A Jets pen.
That's what you're starting to talk about. Pens.
Good
and
God.
It's always just the stupidest shit that you guys talked about.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We have like a gazillion of these. Well, no, we did have a gazillion of these, but now they're going away.
We have a gazillion of these. Oh, no, we did have, and now they're going away.
And what's with my sex voice? Why am I talking so low and monotone in this?
I don't know.
In Julie's desk. I feel like a news person.
Or like a news person. What a way to start a podcast. We have a lot of pens. We used to have a gazillion of them, but now we don't have as many pens.
I love pens.
They're in Julie's desk. Oh, welcome to the podcast.
In today's news. Like starting this.
Oh. I woke up from my nap to be here.
Oh. Sorry.
Fry out the ass.
I woke up from my nap today.
What?
Great story.
Why is that? You guys just sit there like kids and just say words and then just start cracking up.
All right. Okay. Take it away.
Welcome to the Ben and Bethany show.
Oh, Ned says that.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. I have no idea.
All right, let's see. Parking.
Ooh. Parking.
Okay, yeah,
parking.
You guys start going. Now, I remember this. I think we actually got into this a little bit on BBL.
Okay.
This goes on and on and on of you guys about where to park and trouble parking. And it's just so maddening and it goes nowhere. It's like hot wings.
But, oh God.
Except that's you're not laughing.
Really bad.
Okay.
I remember this
now because
I remember the day.
Why are you laughing?
Because all I said was parking. Parking sucks. And then I was like, okay, let's move on to the next thing.
Is it because of for our prize, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Our prize is terrible.
Okay, so let's start with that.
Have you gone to our prize?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it seems like we're off parking kick. And now, so we've gone from, oh my God, I have a gazillion pens. Maybe not. They're all in Julie's desk. To parking woes to I hate art prize. Okay.
And I sound like I'm getting frustrated at this point.
Yeah. And this is three things that no one gives a shit about in the entire world. Not.
Like you've walked around, so you're one of the gazillion people getting directed by the police.
No, I walked it once last week, but then we got rained out.
Okay.
And then once last year.
What time of the day do you go?
Who gives a fuck what time of the day you go?
God, I don't know if I've ever wanted to kill myself more than right now.
These questions, these fucking questions. What time of the day do you go?
Yeah, who cares?
I went last Monday, and that was, well, we got dinner first, and then we started at like 8 o'clock at night, and then it got rained out.
Oh, that's like the perfect time to go. Mm-hmm.
But then we got rained out.
Because there's what? I'm guessing there's less people.
Oh.
Not only because it's a weekday, but then also because it's later in the day.
And you get parking.
Oh, true.
Because parking is horrible.
Oh, we're back to parking.
Unless
now.
You're me and you find the best spot ever. Oh. And do you have to park like a mile away?
Oh. Yeah, but I got.
She's laughing like hot wings now.
Because I was literally going to turn on. I was at a light. Listen, I was like, okay, I've driven too far from the station. I'm going to turn around. And as soon as I turned onto the street, there was 2 meters there. And
the fucking minutia. Holy shit.
Dude, this would get such high ratings if it was on like Mix 97 or 95.7 right now. Oh, God. We would be killing it over Dino and Friends.
Oh, Jesus.
We're talking about local stuff that's happening in Grand Rapids.
Yes,
that would kill with the audience.
Yes, yes, you're doing the local thing. That's it. My preview of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I will talk to you a little later on down the road. Thank you for the time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.